the 2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
St. Luke, chapter number 2. Luke, chapter number 2. We continue, as we have entered into this second quarter of this year, we continue in our study on the faith crises. How many know tonight that without faith, it's impossible to please God? For he that comes to God must first believe that he is. Yeah, the scripture says, a fool says in his heart that there is no God. But the faith crises, tonight we're going to talk about understanding the times. Faith crises, understanding the times. We're in Luke chapter 2, but in Hebrews chapter 11, I believe it's about verse number 3, it says that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. Okay, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Okay, so someone say, through faith.
Through faith.
Okay, certain things we will never understand except we first believe. No matter how great the challenge or what you have to believe for, how ridiculous it might seem, you're not going to understand or even begin to understand how this could come to pass unless you first believe. You know, it's kind of I don't know if you call it an oxymoron or a paradox, because you have to believe before you see. You know, we like to see before we believe. But through faith, we will understand certain things. And what I want to talk about tonight is that through faith, we will understand times, what times we're in. How many know it's important to understand what times you are in? Tell someone, timing is important. We have some of the guys that play on the AAU team here with us tonight, but we stress, you know, we're working at a lot of things, but one thing that's important to their success on the basketball court or in anything is timing. You know, there's certain, you know, in the paint, so to speak, you can't spend more than 3 seconds in there. You in there longer than 3 seconds, they're going to call you for a violation, right? So you got to time it. You got to get in there, get out. You got to get in there, you got to get out. Well, timing is so important. You know, as I was thinking about this study, the Lord brought a vision back to me that I had back, I think it was between 1981 in the fall and the spring of 1983. I can't pinpoint, but I know it was in that window of time. I'll compress it a bit so that you just get the brunt of what I want to say, the meat of it. But in this vision, an angel was beside me. An angel of the Lord was beside me. And I knew, you know, how many know in visions or in dreams, you know When there's an angel, there's, you know, there's someone else beside you, even though you may not see their face. I never saw his face, but I knew he was beside me. I heard his voice. And we were looking out of, as it were, out of somewhere below ground, like out of a basement window. It wasn't a basement window, but we were looking level with the ground. And as we were looking, he was standing on this side of me. And as we were looking, this creature flew, it passed by, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of the vision. He passed by. It was a huge, this thing was as large as a 777, or one of the largest planes, those jumbo buses. It was that large. It looked like a large locust going down a runway. And as it passed by, I saw over across the way, it passed by two small private planes. And when it passed by, I noticed a wing on one of the planes was broken off. Now, all this to me at the time, it meant something. I'm just telling you the vision. It meant something. I understood what it meant. But as soon as it passed by, the angel said, "Now it's time." And he took me by the arm, and we ran across this, I don't know if it was a runway. This is where this thing had taken off. And as we were running across, I looked, and this thing had taken off into the sky. And he put me in another plane, and he said some things to me. And I know the vision. I know what it meant and all that. But my point is this. He waited for a certain time. He knew what I didn't know. And when he saw what he had to see, he said, "Now's the time." And he took me by the arm, and we raced across there and got into a plane. And this was one of my first mission trips to the Caribbean, because the island that I saw in that whole vision was the island that I went to next. But my point is that the angel that was there understood the time. And it's imperative for us to understand times. Hello. Seasons. You know, kairos, to be able to identify and understand it, so that, like Issachar, we will know what to do. Amen? Now, had I just stood there, or had I not known whatever, then peradventure, that door, that opportunity, that time in my life would never have come to pass, because I missed the timing. So it's very important, again, I can't stress it enough, for us to understand timing. God's time. You know, I'm convinced of this, just like in that vision, that the Lord will have us in certain places at certain times. And sometimes even when we feel like we're being held up or delayed, you know, and there's no way we can work it out, it's because the Lord delayed us or allowed us because of timing. Amen? So we should never get stressed about certain things. You've heard me tell the story about the time in Amsterdam where we got on the plane. And, you know, just so much commotion was going on there at that airport. I knew something was up. We got on the plane, and then they got us off the plane. And then they took all the luggage off the plane. These big, you know, you're talking about 300-something passengers. They got all the luggage. We were delayed. They were searching for someone. They took all the luggage off. Then they finally put us on another plane. And I thought, well, Lord, you know, it's an inconvenience. But sometimes he gets into stuff to delay it. Because the following week or somewhere not long after that, that same flight coming out of Amsterdam to Detroit, there was an attempt to blow it up. The same flight from Amsterdam to Detroit that I was on a week or so earlier. You know, so when God is in control, he says that our times are in his hands. Amen. So we really have to be those that know how to flow with the Spirit. And you see, the enemy is good at driving you, pushing you all the time. But the Lord maybe give you a nudge, or will try to lead you, go before you to lead you. You understand? So there's a type or a kind of timing that we must master in order to be effective in this day and time that we live. So many things. There's some interesting things going on today. They're talking about the blood moons. And you know, a lot of people say, oh, that's just science and all that. No, no, there's something to things like that. Simply because whether we know it or not, God is a God of numbers. God don't play the numbers, but he's a God of numbers. Everything in the scriptures, there's nothing out of place. There's nothing out of place. God does certain things at certain times. Amen. And it's almost as though you can predict. Okay? And we being a prophetic people, there's a clock on the inside. Come on, there's a time clock. It may not be in harmony with what's going on in the world, but you know sometimes. You know sometime when your breakthrough is near. It may look like the furthest thing from you in the natural, but in your spirit, you just know. This can't last much longer. All right? So timing. Somebody say timing.
Timing.
Tell somebody, you must understand the times. In Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 21, and when 8 days were accomplished, now Jesus had been born, and according to Hebrew law and custom, they would have him circumcised the 8th day. All right? So they're bringing him to the temple. It says, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now, we'll come back to this verse, but go back to verse 21 again. There was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. The man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. I want to give you some characteristics of the person that will know God's timing. We can't live our lives just any kind of way and know God's time. Well, you know, to be in tune with the Lord means to be out of step with the world. Simeon was told by the Lord that he would not die until he saw the consolation of Israel. And so the first thing was that he was just and devout, an honest man. I don't like the word religion, but, you know, people say a religious man, devout. In other words, he did devotions. He was devoted to God.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 24 of The Faith Crisis, Understanding the Times. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Faith helps the believer to understand the importance of timing. Our times are in the Lord's hand. You must have it to flow with the Spirit. The timing of God is impeccable. God is never too early, nor is he ever too late. God has promised to never leave us, and he will never forsake us. Prophetic people have a built-in inner clock. The Holy Spirit will always keep the saints on time.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.